This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with my colleagues, Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Brazil, very big news. Dated Reuters these last days. Brazil's agriculture minister, Carlos Favaro, said on Sunday that the Chinese government would decide on a new date for Brazilian President Lula da Silva's visit to the country. This follows the news of President Lula da Silva's malady, illness, that make it not possible for him to travel to Beijing over these last days. He was to be accompanied by a delegation of Brazilian business interests, perhaps as many as 200, including leading authorities in meatpacking, a very big business, not only for Brazil, but critical to China, critical to Europe, especially China. Food security is always a risk at the People's Republic of China. Ernesto, I begin with you because it was such a surprise. We've been building up to this visit for a long time. It was to follow the meeting between Xi Jinping of China and Vladimir Putin of Russia in Moscow. And I believe Mr. da Silva had mentioned that he had peace initiatives to talk about, perhaps during this visit to Beijing, peace initiatives for Ukraine, or immediately after. So what do you make of this postponement? Is this a diplomatic flu or is the man ill? We hope not. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think it's very likely that it has to do with other issues and not Lula's health. Although it's possible, of course. This is a moment of almost a perfect storm for Lula. There's the news that Jair Bolsonaro is returning to Brazil on the 30th, so later this week. There's a huge crisis building up between Lula and Congress, where the Centrão, the people who run Congress in Brazil, the big center, are trying to change some procedures that would give them more power over measures of the executive. There's the crisis around what Lula said regarding former judge and former justice minister, now a senator, Sergio Moro. In a live interview, Lula said that, I can't repeat the word here, but that he would like to do not nice things to Sergio Moro. And later it was discovered that there was operation by a criminal gang, the PCC, to kill Sergio Moro. So Lula denied that this operation existed, although it was dismantled by the federal police. And this dismantling was announced by his own justice minister. So Lula came out very, very badly from that in the sense of, well, maybe speculations about links with organized crime and his happiness for something bad to happen to Sergio Moro. Anyway, and on the diplomatic side also, this is bad for him, that probably he had to postpone the visit to stay in Brasilia and manage all those political crises. But this is not good. He had this visit to Washington, where he met Joe Biden recently, around climate and the Amazon. And he was going to make the visit to Beijing around economic issues and trade issues. So this would be important to close the double game that Lula is playing, trying to build a strong relationship with the West around multilateral issues, especially climate, and a I think, much stronger relationship with the totalitarian bloc, Russia, China, now consolidated, right? Around everything else, basically, around the economy, but also strategic issues. So this postponement will lead to, it's already leading to criticism that he's aligned with the U.S., that he's responding to U.S. pressure not to go to China, although that, I think that's not the case. But in any case, this is the worst moment for the Lula government since inauguration. People are already talking about impeaching Lula on this sort of threat against Sergio Moro. So this is maybe sharks smelling blood in the water.
Ernesto, please explain the significance of Sergio Moro and the feud between the president and, I believe, Moro is now a member of the Assembly. What is it that Moro represents to Lula da Silva and his supporters?
Yes, Moro was the federal judge who put together the Lava Jato operation with the participation of the federal police. And
That's the car wash corruption case?
Car wash, exactly. Yes. The car wash operation, which ended in by putting Lula in jail after he was sentenced by the appeal court to prison, and many, many other politicians jailed for corruption. Later, the Supreme Court decided to free all those people, including Lula, on procedural grounds. But Moro became a symbol of the fight against corruption. He was justice minister under President Bolsonaro. We were colleagues in the cabinet. He left over some discussions with President Bolsonaro regarding the independence of the federal police. But now he was recently elected as a senator. And what happens is that he's becoming the symbol of, again, of the fight against corruption, and especially the fight against the corruption that is inside of this Lula 3 government, this new government of Luiz Inácio Lula. So Lula is becoming a leader of a real opposition in Brazil. He's taking space from President Bolsonaro. I think that's also why former President Bolsonaro wants to return to Brazil, because Lula is taking up his space as the leader of the opposition. But this all can go much further. There's lots of talk about links between different elements of the Lula government and organized crime. There are talks about corruption schemes of the past returning to the present. So we don't know what's going on actually in Brasilia, but it's not good for Lula and probably good for the Brazilian people.
Joseph, a quick connection that I'd forgotten till Ernesto started to talk. Wasn't that large gang in Brazil, what is it called, the PCC?
PCC. First Capital.
Wasn't that linked in some fashion to the assassination of the prosecutor in a Colombian resort that was connected to a Hezbollah investigation? What was it, in Paraguay? All of that suggests that there are bad actors in Brazil. And I guess what Ernesto is giving us is those bad actors can be linked to the new Lula presidency in some fashion.
Yeah, John, the PCC, in English, it would be the First Capital Command, is a major transnational criminal organization. Some may argue maybe one of the most powerful in all of Latin America, right up there with the Mexican drug cartels. They have presence in several countries. They were born out of Brazil, in Sao Paulo, but they're actually very big in Paraguay. They're very big in even Venezuela, Bolivia, and then near abroad inside South America. They were linked, or they were suspected of being linked to the assassination of the Paraguayan prosecutor Marcelo Pecci, who was killed last year in a beach on the coast of Colombia. And they would be the most likely candidate, if you call it that, to do a targeted assassination on a sitting senator inside Brazil, Sergio Moro, and who's a former justice minister and a former judge inside the country. And I think, to me, it's undoubtedly that they're going to target him, because now that Lula's in charge of the country, there's a semblance. Maybe I can't speak of the president himself, President Lula himself, but there's a semblance among his network of people that are supporters of him, some of the more radical supporters of him, that don't just want, aren't just content with him rising to the presidency. They want vengeance. They want revenge. And I think that Sergio Moro is one of the people that's beyond the top of the list. He was the principal actor, he was a judicial actor that ensured that the corruption scandal didn't got stopped and it didn't continue to permeate throughout the country. So PCC is very big, very dangerous.
Ernesto, the puzzle here is Lula da Silva's the president. He's welcomed good media for some time now after that disruption at Brasilia. All eyes were on Bolsonaro. There was talk of, well, he's hiding in Florida. Well, we're going to extradite him. Well, we'll prosecute him. And Lula da Silva was enjoying the Oval Office and talking about peace, bringing forth, what you'd say, a compromise opinion of Peru. Has all of that gone away with Lula da Silva's wish to revenge himself on Moro?
Yes, to a large extent. To a large extent. He changed completely the agenda. The public perception is already changing. Many people who supported Lula during the campaign and up to now are declaring themselves, they are giving up on Lula. They said, well, I regret having supported Lula. I'm speaking about people, prominent people in entertainment and influencers. Part of the press, which was totally soft on Lula, is becoming much more critical these last few days. So the economy is not doing fine by any means. The investment climate is very bad. Lula also picked up a fight with the president of the central bank, which is an independent institution. He wants them to lower interest rates. They don't, because this would cause inflation. So yes, there was this brief honeymoon, which was more, I think, all the people who didn't like President Bolsonaro that wanted anything else, basically influenced by the media. And now they are realizing that, this anything else is Lula with the traditional links with corruption, possibly with organized crime, possibly with, I don't know what kind of Chinese interests to actually transform Brazil into an agricultural colony or right. Something like that. So that's it.
Brazil, which I had put in the pieces at hand box, is now out of the pieces at hand box, but we're headed to Venezuela, where there's only war talk and threats and depredation. Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is the New World Report, and I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.